Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh. All right, hang on. Oh, shut the door. I had doggy visitor, but doggy visitor has gone.
It's time to shut the door.
It is time to shut the door. We've got such a great surprise for y'all.
Yeah, all you.
All you five people. Emma. Hey, Chloe. Emma. That's it, I think.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll do it.
Yeah. So, okay. Man, fucking neck is just stiff as fuck as well. Not in a good way. Yeah. So, we've been chatting.
Yeah, we have.
And, like, we both like to burn stuff to the ground occasionally.
Yeah. Usually we could do it. Usually we do it without a lot of considered thought beforehand.
Yeah, true, true.
I think both of us have been thinking about this one for a long time.
Yeah, I have, for sure.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, and we just didn't tell each other.
Because, you know.
In some words.
Do it for someone else. Not
exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, basically where we're at is we're over it.
Yeah. We have done this podcast pretty much, okay, with, you know, me having some breaks of, like, non-existence and just, no. We've done this weekly for 3 years.
Yep. I have done this every week, except I think we had that Easter one. Whereas we were like, and I think that was, like, I mean, that was kind of like, can we just, like, not this week? I mean, that was... not the start of it, but it was definitely so much over it by that point. And that was way back in Easter. So,
yeah,
we've done this for almost 3 years, every fucking week, except for our like month off, which we kind of look for. Like, I'm so looking forward to that month off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why not just have it now?
Yeah, I couldn't even wait for the month off to like bring up like, okay, let's have a discussion about the future of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like, we were talking about yesterday, and we were like, we could see out, and firstly, you said, let's see out the end of this season, because we only have a couple episodes left, but as we talked about it, we're like, but what's the point? We're over it?
Yeah.
Let's just pull the plug now. Like,
we're both very over it. We're both very tired of the podcast. Especially Kai, who has to do all the editing.
It's been on life support for a while now. Let's just let it die peacefully.
Exactly.
And, yeah. So the couple of people that are on here that might hear this and that actually do hang out, thank you. Mm-hmm. Just come and hang out other places.
Yeah, like reach out. Like you can talk to us.
That's it. Fuck yeah. You've got the email address and everything.
Yeah. Hopefully, having listened to this, you know we're not pretentious assholes. Like, you can reach out.
Yeah. Oh, I had a thought today to, like, the whole thing of, like, so you know, because we're talking about why were we doing the podcast. And, like, initially it was, I don't know, I think we had thoughts. And then, like, we both changed so much within that first couple of months and didn't come back to it to revise it. But one of the things was like, you know, inspiration and motivating others. I'm like, how can we inspire and motivate others when we can't do it for our fucking selves, right?
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of reasons back at the start of the podcast where it made sense to start building like a fan base from the podcast, you know, and get people excited about stuff. But
we were still 20 books processing.
Wow. But unfortunately, we haven't. Like, as part from the couple of people that, you know, do seem to listen consistently.
Which is, thank you guys, number one, thank you. Like, much love, much appreciation. But 3 years of doing this every week, because it's obviously not just recording. Like, yeah, sure, we don't do a lot of editing. I mean, I was over it. How early was I over it? I stopped editing like in fucking what, week six?
Yeah. But, like, we're never doing that again.
So it's like it's recording it. It is like some editing and there's, you know, stuff behind the scenes. Like I stopped doing the Medium posts on this. I mean, all of these were signs that we were getting to this point. But yeah, so for the people that, you know, if anyone out there has actually been there from the start, my God, thank you so much. And yeah, please reach out, say hi. But 3 years of doing that every week is not worth our time and energy and effort and like the masking, like having weeks where we don't want to exist and then having to exist just because we've got like this commitment to it. Like none of that is worth the number of people that we have following. Like I said, much appreciation, but it's just not. It's not worth the increase or non-existent increase of, you know, sales of our books because we're not just doing this for funsies. Like it's been fun. And now it's not, which is why we're killing it. But it's, yeah, like it was never supposed to be just for funsies. It was supposed to serve a purpose and that purpose was never served.
Yeah.
I think is what it comes down to.
And I think
we just kind of realised it and went, oh, no, fuck this shit.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I personally am at the point, like I'm doing a lot of why soul searching at the moment.
Yes.
Like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this?
Yes.
You know, to really ferret out what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of a reason to do the podcast anymore.
Yeah, I couldn't think of a reason for it like a good year ago.
And if I thought about, so let's even if I just say that, you know, the podcast isn't an hour of my time per week.
Yeah.
I feel like there is other stuff that is more valuable.
Yeah.
For my career.
Yes.
To
spend time on. And I think what we were saying off of here as well, because we were talking about like, you know, we talked about all the different options. Like this is not just something we're like, oh, let's do this. Okay. Like we talked through options and what is good about it and what we don't want to lose. And what we don't want to lose is the conversations that we have with each other. Yep. But we want to do it in a place where there's no pressure to be anything but ourselves. There's no pressure to, you know, try to conform to anything. Like this is probably, for me anyway, this environment, there's not a lot of that, but there is some because I am still very aware that this is going out into the public. So anytime I would say, like mention a company name, like when we talk about where you used to work and things like that, I'd be very aware of the consequences of the wrong person hearing a certain thing that we've said.
Yes.
So there's, that was always a thought. And saying the wrong thing and knowing that it's out there and that it can come back and bite you in the ass and blah, 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 blah. So we're still going to do our thing between us and we're going to work that out still, like when, what time frame and everything. But yeah, we're removing the, I think you said it best, we're removing the masking. Like we're getting back to just us having that conversation instead of us having a conversation, but having to be aware that other people are going to hear it.
Yeah, it felt like every time we recorded the podcast, it felt as though we were trying to have one of our conversations and be completely unmasked, but as though we were having it in the middle of a crowded cafe. I was so hyper aware of everything I was saying all the time.
You're fucking well said, dude.
And it was exhausting, just that hyper awareness.
Yeah. No, that. Because, like, and I don't know about you, but my brain, like, I jump back to things that have been said or done in the past. And, like, I worry about this person, like, hearing that because they might get the wrong impression. You know, my beta readers, for example, like, you know, I had one time where there was certain feedback that I got like a bit fucking got my back up about. And like even went through therapy to kind of like work that out and like get to that kind of stage of being pragmatic, be pragmatic. But if like, you know, if that person, and fuck it, okay, no, fuck that. Okay, so if Logan heard that, I'd be cut if he thought that like I was saying anything bad against him. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so my brain was constantly thinking that as well. And that's just, that's too much pressure and too much.
Exactly. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of mental stress associated with it.
Especially because we just talk and like don't edit and whatnot. But
exactly. But there is, for all of those reasons, for that masking reason, for that shielding, like trying to make sure that we're not saying that all the time. So it's just for me, it is another mental health stressor that I don't need.
Exactly. Yep, same. And I'm very, 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 I am so like, I can't, I'm sorry guys, I can't even say that I'm upset and then I'm gonna miss it. I'm so fucking glad that we are ending it today. This is it. This is it. We are sticking a fork in it fucking today.
It's having to have been so super conscious of trying to talk through this stuff. Like we would just talk about whatever topics.
Yeah. Sometimes we'd have something, we'd bring something in, but quite often we'd bring something in, talk about it for 5 minutes and then go off the rails anyway.
But also that whole time, like trying to just have one of our discussions about something, but also just trying to be so mindful of guiding it into appropriate territory.
Yeah, like so many times we'd be like, we'll talk about that when we get off.
Yeah. well, call me.
But then we'd forget it too. And like there's so many things that's like, shit, we've got to go back to the podcast because like we talked about a thing. And like we never do. We never go back and find it or anything because it's just too much energy and it's just like basically.
Exactly. It was exhausting mentally. I just can't see a why.
No. The idea of going into a fourth year,
It's like a job. Like, if you don't know after 3 years, come on.
Right. Like, yeah. I mean, in three years, like I said, it was on life support and we just, like, kept it alive. We kept it alive for the family and it's like, just let it go.
it's fine,
that's it. The family's not coming, man. Then nobody's showing up, nobody's turning up, just let it die.
I think you really nailed it when you said that when my writing mentor was talking about the people I've got already, you know, who will read my books and buy my books and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't have people, my dude, first of all. And he's like, well, you have this, you know, 3 years long podcast. And I'm like,
yeah, the realization moment of like,
anything. And I kind of went, you know what? It should, like, after 3 years.
Yeah. Fuck it. We don't have any more than we had in the first couple of months.
No.
Like, that's just stupid. And like, I want to say, I really, really, really want, part of me, there's something in me that really wants to say, but it's not about the followers, but it fucking is. Come on.
Like, it is.
Why would you do a podcast just to like chat to each other? We can do that. And that's what we're going to do. Like,
yeah, exactly. The only beneficial thing that I get out of it, we will still be getting out of it.
Yes, exactly. And I think we kind of we work this out as well. The only reason, okay, I feel like what the podcast did was held us accountable and made us do it. But we're going to do that for ourselves. We're going to set a time and like and stick to that and make that a thing. And as long as we do that, I mean, I feel like we're both in a place where we could do that now, whereas we probably couldn't, and this is what the podcast served, we probably couldn't then. Do you know what I mean? So it served a purpose. It did. It served.
I'm not saying it didn't overall. I just, yeah. There's nothing going forward, I don't think.
Exactly. That it could save. We don't need it now. What we need it for is long gone.
Yes. And you know, if we ever do need it for anything, we'll revisit it then, but I
exactly. don't see that. Like, so, it's nothing to say that we won't suddenly come up with this, like, fantabulous idea and, like, we need to do a podcast on this and make it 5-minute episodes. Because I was
like, take a day to remember. No, we don't need to.
No, we don't need to do like 3-hour-long episodes, right? This is what when Zoom was like, you can only do 40 minutes now. I was like, I love you.
Oh, thank God. Yes. Free built-in excuse. Like
an excuse.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was so good. But I was thinking like doing possibly not, I'm not going to put anything into action right now, but like, like a pet sitting podcast where it's literally... You know, just a 5-minute YouTube video, which I then turn into a podcast or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's a possibility, but I wouldn't be doing anything longer than 5 minutes anymore.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. And just no. And it'd have to be really refined. I'd have to know, like, it'd have to have a purpose and all of that. So I'm not going to do anything that doesn't. But this is good because I feel like for me anyway, it clears everything out. And so I can go back and kind of like reset.
Yes. Yeah. I think both of us.
Yeah.
With all of the upheaval in the last few years.
Yeah.
I think we're both coming like, I mean, I know I'm sort of seem to be pushing to a place where it's like a bit more settled.
Yes.
And we think that with shedding the podcast.
Yeah.
Feels less like holding on to stuff that doesn't serve anymore.
You know what? That's actually a good point as well, because if you think about, like, we started it in, like, November because it was NaNoWriMo. So we started in October because we did Preptober. We started in October. And then for me, like, my egg cracked in January and your ADHD whole thing was around the same time. I think it was May that you had your assessment, was it, or something like that?
August mine was, yeah.
August. Oh, so it must have been May when Luke had his, like, a six-month thing, yeah. So it was literally all happening around the same time. It was all happening at the start. And we're both in this position where, you know, we both did those articles on Medium of like, why are you making ADHD your whole life? Why are you making, you know, trans your whole life?
Mm.
And it's and like explaining through those articles that it's new and you've got to explore it. And we've both got to the point, I think, where we've explored it enough that it's like, what else are we now?
Yeah.
And it's,
I think it's settled in. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. But but that journey's on here. Like it's on here. Yeah. This is not going anywhere. It's staying. I don't know.
We'll still leave everything up.
Yeah.
We won't be adding anything new to it unless there's anything particularly, you know, to mention. But
unless we have a reason to. Yes.
Mm.
But so follow us. You can my website is kaiparker.com. Like all these links are in the thing. We post it every week. It's in the little info whatever. Follow us on Medium. Both of our mediums are up there. Your website's christywestaway.com.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Follow us on TikTok. You've got a new TikTok. What's your new TikTok address that people can follow you on? Because it's much more purposeful. Is
looking at it now. I think I know what it is, but I want to make sure because it's going to make so much of a difference.
Yes. It is
KL Nightshade.
There we go.
So that's the pen name that all the dark fun fantasy fiction is going under.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. And so is KL Nightshade on christywestaway.com as well, or is there like a different website, or what's that? What's happening there?
The website still in progress.
Landing page. Oh, okay. Yeah. Still in progress. Yep. So go to Christy's website to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Go to mine, follow mine. And I will say that in that 3 years, like, I'm just thinking for myself personally, I published quite a few books.
Mm-hmm.
So go get those all on the website. So it's kind of nice to reflect and go, some really good shit came out of this 3 years.
Yes, definitely.
So I've done Working Backwards, Sit Happens, Sugar Twink.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another? Is there another one that was fiction?
That was published?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Am I forgetting one? But I did the...
Prototypes in that time.
So I did all the nonfiction ones. So Unhustle, Say No and Be Okay With It, Human Concept. What's the other one I wrote? I don't know. Living on Purpose. I don't know. It's kind of shit. I don't like it. Yeah. But, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Republished all the writing ones, the Right Now, Four Right Now books. Did a writing mm-hmm. prompt book. Storyboard, B-O-R-E-D. NASA, the first NASA book. Was that only out in the last 3 years? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Oh, I think so. I don't know. Shit. I don't know. Anyway, go to kaiparker.com. They're all on there. You've mm-hmm. got a couple of Blades books up for yeah. pre-order. I was going to say pre-auction.
Pre-auction.
Talking way too many auctions.
Well, the biggest thing that I did in that, sadly, in the 3 years is the 80-page Ask book.
Yeah, which is great.
Which you're doing really well. Has sold over 60 copies of it so far, so that's cool.
Wow, that's amazing.
So I'm happy with about that.
Hells yeah.
Yeah.
One day I'll still get Trans Ask book.
But I have the Blades books are coming out soon.
Yep.
So Defiant Blade and Forged Blade are the first two.
Yeah.
And they're on for pre-order already under KL Nightshade
mm-hmm.
on Amazon.
Yeah. And also working on a little prequel. So if you join the newsletter, which is mm-hmm. what you're working on and should be available soon. Yep. They will get their choice potentially of stories or like.
Yeah, I'm doing two lead magnets.
Yeah.
So I'm doing one from Joy and one from Jack's point of view.
Yes, which are amazing.
Really what happens directly before the book series starts.
Yeah. It's very fucking cool. Yeah. We've been working through it together. So like I know these stories pretty well. And they are fucking amazing.
I actually have written Joy's one.
Thing.
Yeah, and it's currently about 18,000 words.
Oh my god, I'm so excited! Oh, that's amazing.
So we're gonna edit that down a little bit because it was
18,000. That's like my Cupid's Guide first book was 19,000. So what the hell?
The first book in the Blade series was originally the prequel. I can't. There's just too much that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
18,000, man. I think weren't you going for like five?
Yes. It needs edits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it might be closer to 15, to be honest.
Yes. Which is fine, which is great. Like
fine.
Biggest selling point.
Fine for a freebie. So yeah, maybe if I can think of it and if I have the energy, I might pop on here.
Yeah.
And just do like a little heads up.
Yep.
When it is available and where people can go and download it.
Nice. Yeah.
And the link to the join the newsletter to get it.
Love it. Yeah. And make sure you check out the website. Make sure you check is Medium still going to be a thing that you'll be using? Like I am. So
yeah, I'm still probably going to do, 3 to 5 articles per month on there.
Ah, that's a question. Medium. Yeah. Oh, and Facebook. Character collective groups. What's we going to do?
Well, that's a great question that we will talk about.
Yeah. We'll definitely have to talk about that. But I'm thinking, like, based on what you just said there is, like, if you do a thing, you might hop on here. I think maybe Medium Character Collective might be good for things like that as well.
Yeah.
Potentially, but we'll talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about it and work it out. And then we'll let you know on the Character Collective Medium page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll post a little thing about what's going on there. Or maybe we'll just jump on here and do a 2-minute thing of, like, an update or whatnot. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Like,
don't expect anything, but if you get it, enjoy.
It's your own fault.
Yeah. If you hear from us, it's your own fault.
Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So look, there was good times. My favorite episode, I'm just going to say, and we already know, it was like when we did the Christmas one and we had all the presents and we had all the characters involved and they were giving each other presents. Fuck, that was fun. It was
chaotic as I loved it.
Huh?
It was very chaotic. I love it.
Chaotic. And it was great because it was just the characters took over and we weren't like much masking. We just like went fucking crazy and even like the before that, like actually searching for the gifts was so much fun.
Yeah. It was good. It was that stuff was a lot of fun insights into the characters.
Yes.
But it was a lot of energy. So
it was doing that
became untenable. Yeah.
If we could have done that as the podcast, it would have been amazing. But like you said, we did not have the time or energy to make it that.
Yeah, like I don't know how it is with you, but, you know, it's very easy for the characters to come through, but it also takes a lot out of me.
Oh, yeah, the meat sack, that's a lot of effort on the meat sack. Like,
Yeah,
it's exhausting. It's like, you know, mediums and whatnot, and they're like, you know, they channel and then after it's like they have no energy. It's the same shit, man.
They need recovery time. Yeah.
Exhausting.
But, yeah, it's all good. It's been good. It's been a thing. For me, like I know there was weeks I missed and just where I was dead, but this is the thing that I've done the most frequently for the longest, I swear.
Yeah. Well, your like, aim was to do 12 months. You did 3 years almost.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you count that we were doing like nano podcasts every single day.
True.
And this edition of one, like I think we probably did 12 years worth of.
Probably. Wow. Yeah, no, that was fucking hectic at the start. I don't know what we were thinking.
I don't know. I think there's no way we would have tried that.
No.
Now.
No.
But
that was so like that was I was writing Taking the Field, which is the one I'm currently editing, which tells you a lot. But anyway.
It was a journey.
But yeah, so I was nanoing that and it's just editing it now and seeing that difference in self is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because I'm, same in that I'm still writing stories that I was thinking about, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's funny now because I'm calling out their behaviors.
Yeah.
Instead of going, no, that makes sense that they're doing that.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm laughing. Like, I'm like, oh, I wonder where that came from.
Yes.
I'm aware of it now. I have an awareness that I did not have.
Yeah, that's fucking so true. Yeah, 100%. Because it's like, well, when we're talking about like the prequel story, like Joy's story, there's so many times it's like, you've got no idea about that. What? Don't know where that comes from.
Where does that behavior stem from?
That's it. So I think it'll be interesting when I get to calling the shots with the First Strike books, because I know that's when I started, shit started shifting. And so the first two books are kind of fun and the third book is serious. And then the fourth book is back to fun, but a lot of the serious stuff still coming through there. And then the fifth book, where you've got, you know, your non-binary character and like all the fucking trauma is so fucking hell. So it'll be interesting to edit those books and like going through my journey from 3 years ago through editing those five books is just, oh man, it's going to be a thing. It's going to be.
But I think same, like you've got that awareness now that you can externalize.
Exactly.
That I don't think you would have been able to edit them immediately.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I keep saying to myself as well, is like I'm editing this, like Taking the Field, on the other side of that awareness and realizing now how much of Tanny and Henley, like how representative that is of parts of me that I wouldn't have had the awareness of, you know, before. Before I would have just been writing it, trying to fit it into that like MM romance slot. Whereas now, like, I'm reading through it and I'm like, ew, that is, no, that's hokey. Get rid of that line. That's, you could see that in an MM romance. I don't want it.
Yeah. Oh, that seems, you know, genre, you know, normalized. No, thanks. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, hard pass.
Yeah.
So, yes, no, we definitely got a lot more awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great, but also that awareness does lead us to this being the last episode.
Yes, but you know what? That's a good awareness to have. Like,
it is.
It's time. We were both ready a long time ago, but.
Oh, fuck yeah. You know what I'm going to do after this episode? I actually had Epsom salts turn up today. So after this episode, I'm going to make a fucking hot bath because I have washed that and cleaned that fucking bathtub. And I'm going to soak because I can.
Clean that shit away. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not going to worry about the fact that I've done fuck all today and that I'm like behind on my chapters. Yeah. I'm just going to not.
Fair and good.
Oh, dear God. Anyway.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
But yes, you and I are done catching up on here.
Yeah.
But we will catch up soon.
Yes.
Ourselves.
We'll probably, you know what, we'll probably talk more because we won't have this energy drain.
Yeah. And I think there was a lot of conversations where we would be like, oh, we should not talk about that now and we'll talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah. And then forget.
Exactly.
So it'd be good. You need to get back to ushering all of that stuff too.
Yes. Yes, I think that's important that we remember to otter all of our discussions.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Because at least that's one thing. At least with the podcast, it was recorded, so we can go back, even though we never did. But yeah.
You know what? I did.
Oh, good.
I went back to about 5 or 6 podcasts when we were talking about Hood and Hook.
Yes.
We had a few podcasts where we went over like the land details and what the world looked like and islands and volcanoes and trees and that sort of stuff. I went back and I took that, I ottered it, you know, took all the useful parts out of it. So
that's smart. I have to go back to the first year. That's going to be horrifying, but I'm thinking maybe I should do that because there's probably a lot of stuff about Ice Strike and the rules and things like that.
Sure. And little bits. Scenes that would be great comics.
Yes. And that's another thing. We'll have a conversation at some point more in regard to those things, like the comics and stuff like that. And because now this is out of the way, I feel like I will have the energy to actually do something like what you've been doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah. I feel like this has been a huge
road. I'd rather use that time for something like that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be good.
Yeah, that's good. That's exciting.
Yeah. So I do have somebody who wants to say, who stole my peach?
Aww.
Because still hasn't worked it out. And it's an ongoing joke. But because that was fun. That was probably my most fun thing the whole time was saying that for a year.
I thought it was who ate my peach.
Who ate my peach? I said stole, sorry. Who ate my peach? Yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna steal it, you may as well eat it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, we haven't got down to the one. We're still at 6 minutes, but like why?
Yeah. There's no why. So
no,
I think we've
no right point.
Long enough.
Yeah,
we've covered everything. We've covered where you can find us.
Yep, follow us on all the things. Tell your friends.
Why start now? Yeah.
And if you have found us, if it's the year 2062 and you've found us for the first time and listened through all of this and we now have this huge following.
Yeah.
Look, I'll probably be dead. I won't. No, I won't be 100 yet.
Even if we are, go buy our books.
Yes, yeah, that's it. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Anyway.
Hmm.
So it's been fun. It has.
Huh?
It's also been not at points, but it's been fun mostly.
Mm-hmm. It's been a journey.
It has been a journey. It has.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else that you want to add? Need to add?
Certainly not.
Right.
No, I'm good.
On that note, I guess, for the last time, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.